Welcome back, everybody, Coast to Coast, This Week in America. Metamorphosis of a Young Maiden by Dr. William Patrick Leadham is a romantic memoir composed of love letters sent between January 1970 and May 1970. Dr. Leadham, influenced with his father's values, following in his footsteps and going out into the community to lift up and help others. To this end, he was part of teams to first found a private Montessori school and then help found a public Montessori school. From 1983 to 85, he reactivated himself in the submarine Navy, where he was the assistant navigator of a fast-attack nuclear submarine, where he earned an admiral's commendation for his plotting the Arctic Ocean. Dr. Leadham entered a doctoral program in 1985 in the Department of Curriculum and Instruction, University of Cincinnati. He took on the responsibility of creating the very first academic advisory center for the entire College of Education. He currently resides in Cincinnati. Dr. William Patrick Leadham, author of Metamorphosis of a Young Maiden, is our guest on This Week in America. Dr. Leadham, welcome to the program. It's great to have you with us.
Thank you very much, Rick.
Looking forward to this conversation, the book receiving rave reviews. The book is Metamorphosis of a Young Maiden. Let's talk about how the book came about. I understand it's an interesting story. How you got the idea to take these letters and write this book? How did the book begin?
Okay. Well, Shelley stayed in Cincinnati. I mean, we agreed to marry like the 1st of January, 1970. And then I was scheduled to go to Los Angeles to live with my father, which I did. So Shelley wrote 33 letters. I wrote about 15 all those months. I kept all those letters all these years. I was motivated to put our love letters into a book commencing in 2017. One, because my romantic involvement with Shelley was the greatest love affair in my whole life before or since. Two, because the narrative and story through the letters was powerful, because many of the letters were quite literary and poetic and together composed a fabulous story. Three, because the more I reread the letters, the more I wanted to honor what Shelley and I created, the deep feelings and thoughts that were generated as we reached out to each other, the exposure of our vulnerabilities, which we shared with each other as we built our relationship. Four, and finally, pragmatically, because I was retired and I had the time to devote to the project.
The project ended up being Metamorphosis of a Young Maiden by Dr. William Patrick Leadham, L-E-E-D-O-M. I'll give you all this information as we go through the program. Book available at Amazon, the usual places. You will find all of this on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. We've talked about the motivation for the book, how we found the love letters, and Dr. Leadham decided to go ahead and put it in book form. Talk a little bit about the background of your relationship to the Jackson family. How was that? How did that evolve?
Okay. I graduated high school in California, and I moved to my mother here in Cincinnati, and I joined the church youth group, and there was a young lady, Holly Jackson, and she and I began dating, and I took her to her high school prom. And so we dated for about a year, and then she went off to college and later got married and on the East Coast of Ohio. I went East Coast of the United States. I went off to California, San Francisco, and I got married. And then we stayed friends. 10 years later, we both happened to be headed towards Cincinnati, and Holly said, well, let's meet back at our old church in Cincinnati. So we did, and as we're sitting in church service, I noticed her younger sister, Shelley. I remembered her facial features. And after the service, Shelley came running down to the pew and say, hi, how are you? So the family invited me back for Sunday dinner in September. And so then I had dinner with them and I got ready to leave. And the mother said, now, Shelley, get out your 12-string guitar and play for Patrick, songs that she had written and appeared on television. I thought, oh, that's nice. And then I was going to school in Northwestern University, And the mother said, are you coming back for Thanksgiving? I said, yes. She said, well, you have to have Thanksgiving with us. I said, okay. So I came and had Thanksgiving. I got up to leave. Now, wait a minute, Shelly, get out your 12-string guitar and play. Oh, there's that nice music again. Now, Patrick, are you coming back for Christmas vacation? Yes. What day? December 16th. Oh, good. You're just in time to escort Shelly to the Kingsman Christmas Chorale. She's the guest soloist doing Ave Maria. And I choked. I was 29 years old, and she's a teenager. Well, she was 19. So, okay, I escorted her to the thing, and then I started spending more and more time. And the more time I spent with Shelly, the more I fell in love with her. And then I said I love her. And about a week later, I said, would you marry me? And she said, yes. And then I took off to California.
It's just a remarkable story. We're barely touching the surface of that relationship, Metamorphosis of a Young Maiden, by Dr. William Patrick. Patrick is Patric. Leedom, Leedom. Book available Amazon, the usual places. Go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, and you'll be able to link on directly to the Amazon page of Dr. Leedom and get all of this information. It sounds like the story really had a series of unusual coincidences, didn't it? It seemed to twist and turns along the way, and in some cases, it was just sort of fate that brought you together, it seems.
Yes. Well, it was a time when people wrote letters to each other.
Yes.
And
yeah, and those times are gone now. It's like a short email or some, you know, type of connection that way rather than an actual letter. But it's just unusual circumstances that brought the two of you together.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I enjoyed that. So, you know, we wrote back and forth, and we just grew closer and closer. Communication is kind of a dance. You know, you put something out there and wait to see what response you get from the other person. And if it's a positive, then you go a little deeper. If it's not positive, you end the conversation. So,
well,
yes.
It's interesting because, and you have that, it's not as good as being face-to-face, but you, especially when you're writing letters, you've got a sense of what the other person is feeling. How did this casual friendship turn into a romantic engagement? Did you have any idea when you first saw Shelly as she was coming down, as you were having this reunion with her sister, any idea it would turn into a relationship and turn into a romantic relationship?
No, I really didn't. It was actually in December, and I thought I was just her escort to a nice kid sister. And then I found her crying one time, and I go, whoa, something's different here. So we got to talking, and I realized she had a strong thing. I went to church with my cousin for Christmas Eve, and I got to thinking, I thought, my gosh, this gal is yelling at me in stentorian tones. She wants me in her life. And I thought, I love her. Wow, this could be a great, great adventure. So then I decided I was in love with her. And then about a week later, that's when I asked her to marry me.
During this, you have this, the relationship is ongoing. You have this separation. How did the relationship survive? I think it was a 5-month separation at the time. How did you get through that separation?
She wrote one or two, sometimes three letters a week. And she wrote long letters, sometimes 16 pages, sometimes 18 pages, sometimes 24 pages. And I think the longest one was 28. She was quite literary. She went on to write over 100 songs. She was a graduate of the Cincinnati Conservatory of Music. And so she's written over 100 hymns. And she was just very wonderful with words. And she's got a great sense of humor. So the more she wrote, the more I wrote. And it's a good read in terms of, you know, a young maiden who's a recluse and never really got serious in dating. And then I come along, and then step by step, we go deeper and deeper. And she had ESP. And so she kept talking about the vibrations that she felt. And so that kind of encouraged her. Yeah, she was saying, but I couldn't shut out the vibrations that were coming from you. I think that's the reason I felt so comfortable with you. I kept getting these wonderful vibrations. Well, something happened. Maybe it was those vibrations that told me to please be honest and not afraid to show that I would be willing to love you. As I look back, I know I must have been unconsciously showing you vibrations a lot more than I intended to. Cue up the Beach Boys with Good Vibrations. At a later time, Shelley, she got a phone call from a friend saying a friend got pregnant when they weren't supposed to. Shelley says, if we're ever tipsy in California or here, please, let's make sure we're either sobered up by the time we go to bed or not go to bed together at all. I trust you, but I don't know about me with alcohol. Lord, when I think of how badly I wanted you that night we slept together.
And all of that from letters that are the basis of the book by Dr. William Patrick Leadham, Metamorphosis of a Young Maiden, book available Amazon, all of the usual places. And you just mentioned it's interesting, out of this relationship was this very, very tight bond between, intimate, deep bond between the two of you, spawned a number of poems plus classical literature. It seemed like it really aided her, didn't it, in her creative effort as well. She was spurred on by this relationship she had with you.
Well, I know one of the shocking events, I was going to go to North Carolina for a week with cousins, and then her mother said to me, now, Patrick, when is the last night you're going to be in Cincinnati before you leave for California? And I said, January 11th. She said, oh, well, you must come and sleep here that night.
Interesting.
Oh.
Interesting.
So, yes, Shelley and I did sleep together that last night before I left for California.
With Mama's blessing, there's nothing better than having Mama set it up to be the matchmaker in this particular situation. Yeah. The book is so well done, Metamorphosis of a Young Maiden by Dr. William Patrick Leadham. I don't want to give away too much here. Do you want to talk about the relationship, or do we need to read the book to get the full story of where the relationship went?
Yes. It is the book ends when I did rush back from Los Angeles. I was working for Bank of America, and I rushed back. We got married in June of 1970, and then our honeymoon was a trip across the United States, you know, stopping at Mount Rushmore and Yellowstone National Park and out to Reno, Nevada, and down to Los Angeles. And would you believe the total cost of the honeymoon trip was $207.47?
That is absolutely, what year was this? That's absolutely amazing.
1970.
You'd spend that for 2 gallons of gas now. So you had to, the timing was right in 1970. All the good old days, to $2 and you'd fill up your tank and be on with your honeymoon. With us on the program, Dr. William Patrick Leadham, L-E-E-D-O-M. The book is Metamorphosis of a Young Maiden. You know, it's interesting. We understand and we get sort of in her mind, the metamorphosis of a young maiden. What was your metamorphosis like during this? I'll call it a metamorphosis of a slightly older gentleman. What did you go through during this relationship? We know what she did, and it was new for her. You're a little older. What did you go through?
All right. Well, I wrote what would I like readers to take away from reading the book, and then I'll come back to the metamorphosis.
Okay.
I believe our book portrays a version of love between a man and a woman that letter by letter, as we each revealed more of our inner feelings and thought, and we found the safety of acceptance from our partner. We were encouraged to go deeper and reveal more and more of ourselves. Certainly, in the process of writing, one is encouraged to carefully choose words and phrases that one just speaking together does not usually bring forth. I know for myself, I thought deeply about the struggles Shelley was experiencing and sharing with me. Caused me, as an older, more experienced man who had already been married and divorced, to reflect on what could I communicate to Shelley that I accepted her just as she was. Also, our story might light the way to deeper love and connection, even between married couples. I did write a paragraph in the book where I reflected that our lengthy and intense letters brought out so many more thoughts and feelings, those kinds that help the partners to really get to know the other in ways that I doubt come up when couples just see each other every other week. The metamorphosis for me was shocks along the way, because Shelley didn't openly say much to me during September, October, November. So I just thought I was being nice to Holly's kid sister. I thought she had a pleasant personality. I thought made several. The big change, I guess, is when I was sitting in church with my cousin, and I was thinking how lovely this relationship was, and I rearranged my mind to think, you know what? I think I could relate to a 19-year-old. Now, she turned 20 the month before we got married, but that was a major metamorphosis type of thing.
The book is Metamorphosis of a Young Maiden by our guest on the program, Dr. William Patrick Leedom. Leedom is L-E-E-D-O-M. If you're Googling, this information available on our website, thisweekinamerica.us, and a direct link to his author page at Amazon.com. Book available at other places as well. What was it like reliving these raw memories when you go back around 50 years later? And you're looking at these letters that obviously got you started on this process to write the book and share these feelings with others. But what was it like as you were reading these? I would think, boy, this would be your life flashing before your eyes many decades later.
Well, I've actually read the book about seven times. I get very emotional. And a matter of fact, she passed away in 2013, and I had to go to therapy to get over her passing.
Sorry to hear that, yes.
I loved her dearly.
And to think that most of us don't have a relationship like that, and I think this is a door opener for many people reading Metamorphosis of a Young Maiden. Talk about that and the vulnerability, allowing each she to be open to you, you to be open to her. For her, it's probably a new experience, maybe not for you at your age. And I think you said 29 at the time. How important was that to the relationship that you just let the barriers down? You got so comfortable. You were willing to totally open up yourself, and she was totally willing to open up herself.
Well, as a young person, I think I was my emotions were kind of locked up. And I was at school in San Francisco State, and I checked into counseling. And through counseling, I worked through and freed up my emotions. So my first marriage, I was locked up. I wasn't in touch with real emotions, and so the marriage wasn't successful. But during therapy, I did get very in touch with my emotions and very sensitive to other people, so that when I connected with Shelley, I did have a full range of emotions. And I just, in a lot of ways, it was more of a adult young person. You know, I wrapped myself around her. I've been a school teacher. I taught kindergarten 7 years. I've taught college for 25 years. I've always wrapped myself around my students to help them grow and survive. So.
And yeah, and as I mentioned in the what I said in the beginning was it was sort of like your father's inspiration, his influence, reaching out and helping people,
yes.
Which you did in the Navy, which yes. You did in your entire educational career. The book is Metamorphosis of a Young Maiden by Dr. William Patrick Leedom. Talk about metamorphosis. I love that word, and it's not a word that's thrown around a lot, but you've actually, that's what she went through, what yes. This young person who's allowing herself to open up. How important is that to the success of a well-developed person and the relationship? Because sometimes people are reluctant to allow themselves to open up. You saw her flourish when she went through this metamorphosis.
Yes. Well, she was a third child. She was unplanned. And her older sister and brother had moved out of the house by the time she was a teenager. And her parents were having some financial difficulties and things. So she kind of felt lonely and maybe a little abandoned. And she wasn't very trustful of people. So when I came along, I was like, whoa, who is this person? And she said, you're the first person I truly trust. And another time she said, this is the first time I truly feel completely loved by anybody.
Those are powerful words. The book is so well done. Metamorphosis of a Young Maiden by Dr. William Patrick Leadham. A minute or so left in the program. Are you working on anything else, writing another book? You've really taken these letters and made into a story that's enriching the lives of other people. Are you working on anything else now?
Yes, as a matter of fact. I retired from Shawnee State at the age of 76. At 78, the University of Cincinnati hired me back to teach teaching and learning in a diverse classroom. We read like 30 different sources of how to make every single child, no matter who they are, welcome in your classroom and have the opportunity to be successful and develop themselves. So I have recently published a book, a companion reader for any professor, teacher, or administrator that wishes to make their courses more culturally relevant. That was published last year. I'm currently working with one of the local superintendents of a school district, and he ordered 15 copies to educate his staff, and he's bringing me back in at the end of May to do a presentation and do questions and answers of how to make multicultural more relevant.
Boy, such an important topic, especially now, and that book is available, a companion reader for multicultural and diverse education courses. So you are continuing to be reaching out and helping people. And what you've done with the memory of Shelley and the relationship, the very special relationship that almost exceeds a relationship that you had with her, it's something that so many people strive for and not everybody attains. Doctor, it's been a pleasure. Thank you for being with us on the program.
You're very welcome. My pleasure. My honor.
The book is Metamorphosis of a Young Maiden by Dr. William Patrick Leadham. Leadham is L-E-E-D-O-M. The book available at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, the usual places. Link on our website. You'll get all of the information. And again, Dr. William Patrick Leadham, our guest, Metamorphosis of a Young Maiden. Doctor, thank you for joining us on the program. We appreciate it. Thank you.
I love talking with you.
It's been a pleasure, and you're listening to This Week in America, and we're back on today's program after these messages.